Welcome to the first episode of this audio version of my podcast. My name is Tobias Maskell, and tonight I felt inspired to hop on the mic and record some audio for my followers, my listeners, anybody who's interested in what I'm up to lately. And so, lately I've been working on a lot of content creation and putting my name out there, putting myself all over as many platforms as I possibly can. And this audio version is the first step of me doing that in another form. So what I've learned from some of my mentors is to really dive into every possible platform and every possible medium that you can in order to get your message across. Because some people love to listen to audios. Some people are visual and they need videos and they need demonstrations. Some other people just love to read. There are so many different ways for somebody to take in your message that it is vital for you to get onto all platforms. And as Grant Cardone says, it's becoming omnipresent. So getting your name all over the place. When someone opens up their emails, there's your name. When somebody looks over on Facebook, there's you posting a video. When someone goes over onto Instagram, they see your story. They see your videos on your Instagram page. When they go over to YouTube, they see your videos. When they go to the mall, they see you walking through the mall. It's omnipresence, and that is so powerful. So the last couple of years, I've really been putting myself out there, and I've really been working on producing the best content that I can and that I know how with the skills that I've acquired so far. And the more and more I do it, the better and better I become. And that's the encouragement that I want to give to anybody else out there who's wanting to, start a podcast or start doing videos or start doing public speaking, whatever it might be, is to just continue to do it and continue to practice, because you will get better as you work on it, right? I did a video in May of 2016, and that was the first video that I ever released on YouTube, and it was about 12 minutes long. At the time, I don't know how I even made it past the 10-minute mark, and when I first started public speaking, I would have to deliver micro speeches of, a minute to 2 minutes, and when I first started in April of 2016, I didn't even know how I would make it that far. And now it's nearly impossible for me to speak for less than 10 minutes. When I deliver a speech on a specific topic, for example, I'm doing a speech this Tuesday, March 13th at my local Toastmasters Club. It's a 5 to 7 minute speech, and I have to rip through it. I have to bang out my introduction, bang out the four main parts that take up the body, and then rip the conclusion, and suddenly it's over, and I'm at the 6.5 minute mark. And this comes by so quickly, and it happens so fast. But when I first started, it was actually difficult to get to that point. And looking back now, it's hilarious that, I can hop on a video, a live video, or even this audio, for example, and just off the cuff, out of nowhere, come up with some topics and just begin speaking from the heart. And that's exactly what happened right now. I literally just opened up this app that I just downloaded for recording audios for a podcast, and I decided that I would record a podcast. And as I was speaking, and as I'm speaking now, I still didn't really know what the message was going to be or what I was to say. But that's the practice, and that's the part of you that you will tap into as you become better at producing content and as you work on yourself as a communicator. And if you want to really, really, really improve your communication, I would suggest going to Toastmasters. 100% that environment is what will get you further in your communication, in your confidence, in your leadership skills. I can't speak highly enough about Toastmasters and how much it has helped me improve as an overall person and as an entrepreneur especially. So I go to Toastmasters every single Tuesday, and I've been doing that consistently for the last 2 years, and people are constantly asking me about how I've become so confident, so clear, so articulate in the words and the way I speak and the way I communicate, and a lot of it comes from Toastmasters. So if you want to check out Toastmasters, look it up. It's toastmasters.org. You can find out more and you can find a local club in your area. It's an international association. And go to a club. It's completely free to check out for yourself. And you can actually get really good feedback and really positive, uplifting support. It's not a scary environment. It's not as scary as most people think, myself included. The first Toastmasters club I was driving out to, I almost turned around halfway on the way to the meeting because I was so scared to stand up and speak in front of people. And now, look, I'm going to speak in a competition against five other members in my district and in my area. And from there, that's going to lead me to the next level of actually speaking on stage and getting out in front of crowds of people, which is my dream. And this is what a lot of people get confused, is they have this dream, this fantasy, but it only just remains a fantasy. They don't actually go out and take the actions necessary to get them to that dream. How am I ever supposed to be a public speaker, and how am I ever supposed to influence and inspire thousands and millions of people if I never stand up in front of five? Think about that. How are you going to hit the big mark if you're too scared to hit the small mark? So that's my encouragement for you today, is to go step out and put yourself out there, because you will be discovered if you're persistent and consistent enough with your actions. I've been making videos consistently for 2 years. I've been going to Toastmasters consistently for 2 years. And now people are reaching out to me. My name is getting out there. That momentum is starting to build. And I've talked about this before. Building up the momentum is the most difficult part. Launching a rocket into the orbit or out of the Earth's atmosphere and out of the gravitational pull takes 90% of the energy. And then from there, it's just coasting. So for you, it's going to take the same time and the same type of energy to get yourself moving, right? It's going to take a lot, but once you're moving, you can coast, and everything becomes so much easier because you're so much more skilled. So read the books, go to Toastmasters, go to other personal development meetups, right? My friend Josh and I started a local internet marketing meetup where we actually have gotten 10 people to come out just for our first and second meeting. And from here, it's going to continue to get bigger. And it's actually, you know, it's helping me create another platform for me to deliver speeches and to speak and inspire into other people's lives. So for you, just take the small first steps, right? That first leap is the most difficult one. And that's the first step is what stops most people. Now, I want to just invite you as well to reach out to me personally and reach out to mentors, because mentors and people who are doing what you want to do are the people who are willing to help you, because they know what it takes and they know the struggle. I know the struggle that you are going to be going through as a young and a new entrepreneur or possibly speaker or whatever your thing is. I know the struggle. It's the same story, just a different chapter. The same type of story, but just different people. So reach out to me, reach out to other mentors, send them messages. If they don't get back to you, send them another one. Stay persistent. If you really want that thing that you're dreaming of so badly, then you're going to go out and get it. And if you don't go out and get it, it's because you didn't really want it bad enough, and you're willing to settle for something. Or you're willing to settle for the basic life that most people live. Don't settle. Never settle. You know, I volunteer at this senior center every single Tuesday, and I've been doing that for a year. And I volunteer with these 80 and 90-year-old, mostly women, there's a couple men, and they constantly remind me of where I'm heading and where all of us are going. Right? There's these 85, 90-year-olds in wheelchairs, and they're stuck in a home, and they have nothing left but to do but to just hang out in this home. Now, they're happy, and they love their life, and it's amazing. That's also very inspiring to me. But it's scary because that's where all of us are going. And suddenly, you're going to wake up one day, you're going to be old, and you're going to wonder, what the heck happened? Where did that time go? I thought I had time, man. No, you don't. You don't have a lot of time. It's going by so fast. The last 2 years, it does not feel like it's been 2 years for me since I started public speaking. This is ridiculous. So go out and take the actions, man. Don't fear what you are fearing. It's a false evidence appearing real. That's a known acronym. And I want to inspire you to go out and just take that small step. And look, if you need to talk to me, if you need encouragement, if you need support, I'm here 100% anytime. Send me a message. It may take me time to get back to you, but I'm here. All right, that's my podcast for today. Welcome to, the first episode of this voice version of myself, Tobias Maskell. I look forward to speaking with you again and sharing the wisdom and everything that I've learned. All right, I'm signing off. Take care.